we got to the top of Catherine, and of course, he was there to pace me. He didn't know the course. I knew the course. Yeah. He didn't. He'd never seen it before. And I remember we got to the top of Catherine, and he says, "Shine your light up in the air." So I took my flashlight and stuck it up in the air. Well, there's snowflakes.
Oh, dear.
I mean, it wasn't sopped in or anything.
Yeah, just lazily coming down.
Just lazily, just a little bit coming down.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "We got to get out of here." So we took off.
Yeah.
Well, very quickly, we were right after that little flat area. Found out there were a whole bunch of people, like I said, five or six other people.
Oh, that you were coming up on?
That I came up on.
Okay. So they were down there struggling too.
They were down there struggling too, and nobody, and of course,
yeah,
ribbons. Where are the glow sticks? I mean, there were glow sticks back in those days.
No.
No glow sticks.
No. I think the first glow stick, seriously, was probably about... It was the year that they pulled you up out of Dry Fork onto the ridge and went through what they called Big Kitty Meadows. There was one glow stick.
On the through whole all course, those Quakies?
On one course. On the whole course, there was one glow stick, because I remember I wrote about it. And I just kind of said, "Oh, the race has gone to hell. We have glow sticks now." But they put it where at the end of the Quakies, where you have to go to the left to drop down to the top of pole line. So instead of going down the hole, you came out on the saddle. So that was later than that. So there were no glow sticks in those days.
Well,
your ribbons only.
There were no ribbons either.
No.
I mean, I'm sure the same ones that I saw on the training run were there, but how the heck are you going to see them down in the grass?
Yeah. Well, and you've got four lights, and your lights aren't bright enough to pick them up.
Uh-uh. Nope.